Welcome to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast. If you want to hear the show, you can find it on Family Life Radio. If you want to find a station near you, you can go to myflr.org or stream it online.
And hey, it's Kenkel Fritz. Here's some highlights from today's show.
Fall activities. What do you love to do?
Farmer's Almanac says you should go apple picking.
Absolutely.
I've never done that.
Me either.
Yeah. Nope.
It's so fun.
Get out in nature in some way. Maybe take a hayride. Do one of those pumpkin patches. Those are fun with the kids.
Yeah.
Randy is with us. You said you've been getting out. What have you been doing?
I've been going hiking or taking a bike ride with my son. And also just talking about the Lord and the hope and the joy and the peace that he gives us.
Well, that'll work. I like both of those activities.
I do too.
Yeah.
Remind him of God's creation. That's good.
Yeah. In fact, you know, we've been just trying to have little devotionals with our kids and doing the same thing, bike riding and God on mine. I just realized my bike is as old as my daughter because I bought it right before she was born.
Oh.
And so are my tires. So I was out there riding that bike. Uh-oh. Went around a corner and had a blowout.
Oh no. Oh, no.
our tires on our bikes are all cracked. I was like, I'm so surprised that it lasted that long.
Well, in Michigan, we can still get out and go hiking and enjoy some of our parks and everything. So it's a good chance to get out there and do that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you guys have a good day.
God bless.
You too.
Although I saw it starting to get cold. And I was watching the forecast yesterday, and we're getting below freezing in certain parts of the country. So I don't know how much longer, you know, you're going to be able to do that. But hey, get out there before you're frozen. Kenkel Fritz and Friends, thank you so much for calling in. Hope you're having a calling in. I guess you haven't called in yet.
You can, though.
We just had someone call in. That's what we just got off the phone with somebody. This is what we're discussing. Things that really ended up being overblown. And when you think about it, when you were warned about things as kids, really didn't end up, like, for example, quicksand.
I thought really? I was going to encounter that often.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I really thought that was going to be a big problem in life. And I have never once encountered quicksand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
people offering me drugs. That's never happened.
Same.
On my own, I did those, and I shouldn't have, and I'm living for Jesus now, but no one offered it to me.
Yeah.
You know, getting lost in the Bermuda Triangle.
I was so scared of that. I didn't know if I was ever going to go near there, but it seemed so scary, and I was, I remember spending hours trying to figure out what was happening. Like, do people just disappear? What's going on?
Yeah, Amelia Earhart, she disappeared, and we thought that maybe that's where she went. And I thought, you know, next time I'm on a plane, is that going to happen to me? You know. Now, then there's some things that we weren't sufficiently warned about.
Oh.
Like arguing with robots about unexpected items in the bagging area.
Yes! There is no item. Stop it. My word.
How about remembering all your passwords?
Oh, goodness.
When I was a kid, we didn't discuss this.
Yeah. Yeah. It is difficult.
Yeah. Are there other things that were overblown or things that maybe you weren't warned about?
Oh, Y2K. Easy.
Oh, Y2K was huge.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Everything's just going to shut down at midnight.
Yes. Oh, I had a friend who was just sucked into that vortex and there was no talking her out of it, and the world, the computers, nothing was going to work.
Right.
Yeah. We were all doomed.
We were all.
Oh, my goodness.
I think most of us, if you admit it, you bought a extra food or, you know.
I didn't.
I think we did, but
I'm a fly by the seat of my pants kind of girl, though.
I still wasn't sure that, I mean, I was pretty positive nothing was going to happen, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
I was out and about on Y2K.
Remember that? Remember New Year's Eve that.
Yeah.
You were everyone's watching the news.
Well, I
waiting for the
actually stayed up till midnight.
Yeah.
For once.
Oh man.
What about lava?
If you were born past 2000, just ask mom and dad.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
What about lava?
Oh, lava was going to be a big problem. That's true.
I really thought I was scared of like anything that looked remotely like a hill or a mountain. I was like, is there lava in there?
Yeah.
Oh.
And also, aren't you glad your face didn't stay that way?
Oh, totally.
Mine kind of
goodness.
Did.
Yours kind of. So maybe you're dealing with credit card debt. How do you get out of that? One of the things, if you familiar yourself with Dave Ramsey, his idea is to pay off one, then pay off the next, mm-hmm. and pay off the next, and it adds a snowball effect. Yeah. Because you can add more money to the next debt when you start with the very smallest balance that you have.
Okay.
Pay it off. Not a big fan of putting everything into one big huge, you know, like refinancing it all. So that's his plan. And but you said tell us about you. Now, first of all, you said that you ended up I think we lost her.
Oh no.
We had someone on the phone that was going to tell us how she got out of debt.
Oh, no.
Oh, I think she's... Okay, maybe she's back there. Family Life Radio.
Yes, this is Linda calling from Michigan.
Hi, Linda. What's on your mind?
Michigan. Okay, well, in 2012, I was having a lot of trouble with credit cards. So, I had racked up a huge amount, and I couldn't see over it. I kept saying I was going to pay it off, and I kept telling my husband, I got to pay this off. And finally, one day, the Lord made it very evident to me that I needed to pay that off.
Okay.
And so I came to my husband and confessed it, and we prayed together and asked the Lord to help. And my husband had a plan because he had done it with his own finances. And we began to pay off, apply big amounts to the biggest balance. And then from there, when that one was paid off, then we did it to the next time. In the meantime, paying the minimum on all the other ones. Because I kept doing the thing of applying for new credit cards.
Oh, that's not good. Just getting more and more.
Yeah.
Because there was no interest for 6 months or something.
Right. You just keep kicking the ball down the road.
Yeah. So anyway, we paid off everything in 8 months.
8 months?
Wow.
That's awesome.
Then we were able to pay our medical bills by using the same method. And at one point, we owed like $8,000 of a $92,000 bill to the hospital, and we were going to pay them so much a month. And we were negotiating with them, and when I called back, because they sent one of my payments back, the lady said, well, it's been paid off.
Hey!
Fantastic.
That's cool.
Experience Hope. Family Life Radio.
Friends, it's time for the good news of the day. Hey, we want to hear your good news. Give us a call at 888-888-9976. Sabrina's with us. What's going on?
I was struggling with severe anxiety and panic, and that the Lord literally saved me.
Oh, tell us about it.
I think he brought me through that to bring me closer to him, and I'm so thankful. Mm-hmm. And now I read scripture every day, and I can't stop talking about Jesus to everyone. And I love it because everyone thinks I'm a Jesus freak now, and I really think that he brought me through that anxiety and panic so I could find him and be closer to him. But now I have so much peace in my heart, and I know how to handle any fears. And yeah, I just wanted to share because I know that many people struggle with anxiety nowadays.
Well, now you have to tell us, how did he help you overcome the anxiety?
Honestly, through scripture, he helped me through prayer. Mostly, I felt like I could feel his presence when I would pray or when I would read the scripture, and it would be something that would just resonate through my life.
So is it finding a scripture that was applicable to what you're dealing with? Or
yeah, and it was kind of insane because I was like, is Jesus really talking to me right now? Like,
oh wow,
is this for real? And he even brought me to a podcast called Girls Gone Bible. The enemy can just completely make you think things that aren't true, that he's a liar and that Jesus is really truly the way, the truth, and the life. Once I realized, like, this is not God making me feel like this, and then when I actually heard his voice and I was like, ah, that is him. That's him.
Sometimes we forget that the Bible is God speaking to us.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, thank you for sharing. That's awesome.
Thank you so much.
No, thank you. Hey, we want to hear your story. Give us your good news at 888-888-9976.
Was thinking about generational differences the other day with my husband because my son did an aptitude test to test into the military, and the results came back that were just shocking to my husband and me, that he is mechanically inclined. neither one of us are particularly mechanically inclined. We were like, where did this come from? And all of a sudden, I thought back, that came directly from my dad, who can tear apart anything, put it back together. He's an electrical engineer. And, you know, somehow the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, but it might skip a generation. And it was just kind of fun to think back.
That's an interesting thought.
Yeah, the differences in things, especially you might see in your kids, that have just mystified you. And yet when you look back, there it is.
Do you think, now, I guess it brings on the question, is personality a part of genetics, or is it just that you have a different personality?
I don't know.
Go ahead, Misty.
It's interesting because my mother has talked about how I have some of the personality traits of my father. The last time I was around my father was briefly when I was like a year old. I've not been around him at all my entire life. And I even pronounce words like he did. For example, when I started, talking, she noticed that if I said, like, didn't. And that is something he did. He hit those D's and the T's really hard. And she was fascinated. She's like, I've not been around him to hear that. How do you speak like him?
So that might be a genetic thing.
Yeah.
Huh.
That's interesting.
I'm so different from my mom and dad. I wonder where...
That's somewhere down the line.
Well, you had Uncle Ned who was... I wonder what it's like to be the second lady. You're in second place. First lady is the wife of the President of the United States. Remember Mike Pence? His wife, Karen Pence, she wrote a book called When It's Your Turn to Serve, Experiencing God's Grace and His Calling for Your Life. She's been a school teacher. She's a painter. She's a beekeeper. And we were talking to her about finding God's will.
Let's be honest. It's usually an anxious time when we're trying to figure out what is God's will. I mean, how many times do you feel like, Lord, I want to be obedient. Just send me an email and tell me, yes, this is the house you're supposed to buy. And I'll buy it.
Exactly.
Or this is the school I want you to teach at. And I'll go. Or you don't want me to, and I won't go. But God wants us on our knees. And I just think it's fascinating. He just reveals enough of the next step for us to be obedient. And sometimes he doesn't want that to be easy. Sometimes he wants us to be taking a risk or stepping out in faith. You know, one of our favorite verses, those that cling to worthless idols forfeit the grace that could be theirs. Sometimes he asks us to let go of the comfort in life and trust him. But what I've found is, and I'm sure you all have found this too and your listeners today, God does speak to us in his word. He does speak to us through counselors, and he does give us comfort and peace through prayer. So when we're making those decisions, if we don't just rely on our own ambition, once we make that decision, then we have that peace and it starts to settle in.
Mm. Don't just rely on your own ambition. It's good. Check in with God. What do you want me to do? Really good interview. Make sure you check it out on our podcast. Small spats. We all have them. It's Kankel Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. How do you overcome this? First of all, I found this from an expert. They said, beware of the bias. We all have slanted views or perceptions or bias in our relationships. Have you noticed that you tend to focus on the negative things that your spouse, your boyfriend or girlfriend does to reinforce that bias while minimizing the positives that contradict it? So to counter this, be mindful of this tendency and try to change it. Keep a log of things that they do on a weekly basis that make them feel special and cared about.
Aw, oh, I like that.
In other words, hey, I noticed my wife did this or my husband did this. And keep track of that.
Like a relationship gratitude journal.
Yeah. You know what it also does is it helps you reframe that person in your mind.
Yeah.
Instead of, He's always the one that forgets to take out the trash or whatever it might be. Well, what else does he do or she do? Also, they say don't complain, ask. And this is what that means. When you're annoyed about something, rather than the knee-jerk reaction of complaining or criticizing the mistake, just simply do something like, let's say it is taking out the trash. Hey, do you think you could set a daily reminder to take that out on your phone? It's a suggestion.
Yeah.
Not like, oh.
You never take it out.
He did it again. Exactly.
Right.
There we go.
Always and never are words that can be very dangerous in a relationship. You know, you always, you never.
Yep.
So, yeah. So, substitute thank you for something from your gratitude journal.
I like it.
Well, if it is something that does happen a lot, try to not use absolutes like that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because no one does everything all the time.
Exactly.
Or always does it. Because that right there is going to cause the argument, well, no, I don't.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, you do. Yeah. No, I don't.
Exactly.
Yes,
Experience Hope.
Family Life Radio.
It's time for that joy report.
I've got joy down in my soul. I'm going to let this feeling take control.
What's bringing you joy? We got to hear. Call us right now at 888-888-9976. Tell us your story.
Our oldest son, he's 14. He is autistic, and he's been doing school online here at home for the last two school years.
Okay.
And this last school year was really hard and tough and just horrible. But we have found a local Christian school here, and this is the first time in his life that he has ever enjoyed school. And it's all thanks to Jesus and the prayers of our friends and our church family.
Wow.
And I just want to give praise to God because he is just absolutely loving school for the very first time.
So, you know, obviously a change of scenery because he's at this school. What do you think was the difference?
I think it was being around kids his age and the school itself. They have just been wonderful to us and to him and welcoming us with just open arms. His attitude has changed. He's done a complete turnaround. It's just so amazing to see God work.
I also love to see a community embrace someone diagnosed with special needs. I love that. That's awesome.
I do too.
Yeah, that's great. Well, that was a joy report.
Yes, and to top it off, he made honor roll this last quarter.
Oh, yay!
Hey there, Mr. Smarty Pants.
Right. Do the Smarty Pants dance.
Way to go. So, do you have any joy to report? Be a part of our joy report. Call right now, 888-888-9976. If you ever want to talk, our number is 888-888-9976. Good morning.
Hi, this is Esther.
Well, hi, Esther. Tell us what's going on.
Well, I was just driving to work and listening to your station, of course, always. Micah Tyler's song, I See Grace, came on, and it got me to thinking. Part of his song that says that the devil says you don't deserve what he did, but he did it anyways.
Mm-hmm.
And he's right. He loved us so much that he did it for us anyways. And that just gives me joy, just thinking about how much God loves me.
Oh, absolutely.
He loved me so much that he sacrificed himself.
Yeah, it's hard for us to humanly comprehend somebody that would die for someone else, full knowing that that person doesn't like them.
Yeah.
I mean, would you die for somebody who doesn't like you?
No.
And live for you?
Oh, only because Jesus did it first.
You're right. Now that we're followers of Christ, we can maybe get there. But even, I don't know, the best of our intentions now, living for Jesus, could I die for someone that does not want have anything to do with me?
It's a heavy question.
It really is.
Oh, my goodness.
I wouldn't be able to do it without Jesus' example. If Jesus didn't do it first, my answer would probably most likely be no.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I'm
but
not
going to
lie. With Jesus' example, I might have trouble.
Even with God, when you think about those that despise you.
My son is a police officer and every day puts on a bulletproof vest.
That's
to
true.
Go out.
Yeah.
And possibly sacrifice his life.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
There are people that,
so there are,
that
people.
Are already there. You're right, Sally. But he doesn't probably know on the front end, does that person like me or not? Do they despise me? Do they? I don't know. It's just really humanly. I don't know that we can really put ourselves there until we're in that true, exact same situation where Jesus died for you while you were still a sinner, didn't want to have anything to do with God. That blows my mind.
Yeah.
And so we want to encourage you, if you're listening today, that's what Jesus did for you. Even if you were the only one, he would have died just for you today.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. We would love to connect with you on Facebook and Instagram and have you share your good news or joy reports. Just look for and like FLR Mornings.
Thanks for listening to the Kinkle Fritz and Friends podcast, heard on Family Life Radio. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.